Okay, Chevra, we've been discussing the question of Ein Mevatlin Isra Chatzchila. It's not much of a question, it's usher, you shouldn't do it. You should not be Mevatlin Isra Chatzchila. And one of the issues that the poskim discuss is based on the Taz over here in Sifkatin Zayin, where the Taz is Mechadesh, that if it's Ein Kavanos Olavatel, then it's going to be permitted. The Taz's proof is from Yerideus Mem Pei Daled Se'if Yud Gimel. That's a case where there are some nemalim, there's some ants that end up in the honey. And basically, Shulchan Aruch over there says the Mechaber Paskins, based on the Orchus Chaim, that I'm allowed to take the honey and eat it up, and then subsequently strain the nemalim out of the honey. So for the Taz, how is that permit? That be a din of Ein Mevatlin Isra L'Chatzchila? So the Taz answers that no, your kavana is not to be mevatel this. Your kavana is l'takein es hadvash. Your kavana is to make the dvash better, and that's why it is going to be permitted. However, the Taz notes, based on the din in Yerideya Kuf Lamed Zayin, there's a case if I have a keli that has some yayin nesach in it, that I'm not supposed to use water in that same keli and pour the water out from the keli, because that would be mevatel the iser. That would be mevatel the amount of yayin esef that is, let's say, in the spout of the keli, and that would be forbidden. The kasha is, I use that in kavanah solavatel. L'chori, my kavanah is just to get the iser out. So the Taz answers, you know what, really that would be in kavanah solavatel. However, when it's efshir be'inyan acher, so then even though in kavanah solavatel, still you shouldn't do it. Apparently what the Taz means to say is that there in Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin, there's another way of getting the water out of the keli. You don't have to use the spout of the keli to get the water out, and thereby be mevatel the amount of yayin that is stuck in the spout. What you could do is you could remove the water from the top of the keli, no? Every keli has a spout on the side, and I can take the water out from the spout, and then that the yayin is at the spout area. Then be mevatel. Alternatively, what I could do is just take off the cover and stick in the ladle and get the water out. Since that's not, since it's efshar b'inyan acher, so zok the Taz, that's why it is going to be forbidden, despite the fact that it's in kavanos levatel. So effectively, the yesod of the Taz is that we permit bitul iser when it's in kavanos levatel, but only if it's efshar b'inyan acher. If it's efshar b'inyan acher, you can't really do it. That's really what the Taz's comment is. The Prima Godim goes a step further than the Taz. And the Prima Godim Taina is that whenever there's a tircha, that's also considered efshar b'inyan acher. No? Even if it's technically possible to do, but if there's a tircha to do so, that's also called efshar b'inyan acher. And in that situation, the Taz would tell me that if it's in kavanos levatel, it's going to be permitted. How does the Prima Godim get to this point? It gets to this point from the following idea in Shulchan Aruch. The halacha is, I'm allowed to kasher kelim, no? Nimnim gamer, you're allowed to kasher kelim. We'll talk about exactly why in a few minutes. That's going to be a major focus of today's conversation. But kasher and kelim is permitted. And it says in the Taz, in Eir HaChaim, in Tafnun Beis, in the Siman of Hagola, that I'm even allowed to kasher keli inside a treif keli. Hey, in other words, like the, how's it go? I'm even allowed to kasher a keli that was previously treif and now is going to become kasher, even if the keli that I'm using to do the kashering is a treif keli. No? I'm allowed to kasher inside a treif keli. That's the din. The kasher is, how come that's permitted? The cha'ira, when I kasher a keli, I should run the risk, and we show them audio of this question, isn't kashering kelim bitul isur l'chatzchila? The way hechsher kelim works is I have some absorbed flavor in the keli, no? And by heating up the boiling water, so the boiling water purges the keli, removes the iser from the keli, and then the iser goes into the water, and the iser becomes batul b'shishim, let's say, no? I have shishim keneged the iser. So the chayra, every time I kasher keli, I'm being mevatel nisr l'chatzchila. No, that's a very strong kasha. Now, what's your taina? Right? Your taina might be, well, you have no alternative. And it's really in kavanas elevatel, no? Every hechsher keli is in kavanas elevatel. Why? Because my kavana isn't that I want to be mevatel the iser. My kavana is that I want to get the iser out of the pot. If my kavana be to be mevatel the iser, that lachor would mean that what I'm doing is I'm kashering the keli, and then the kshreif that used to be in the keli now is in the water, and now I want to use that water. But over here, it's not my kavana to be mevatel the iser. Right? My kavana is to get the iser out. My kavana is to purge the iser out of the keli. That's not really being mevatel the iser. Mevatel means that the iser is there, but it's part of a larger structure, the hashishim. Over here, my kavana is not to be mevatel the iser. My kavana is to get the iser out. So that's l'chayra, why it's going to be mutter. And the proof to that is that I don't use the mehagola for anything. The water that I kasher a keli in, I don't do anything with such water, no? That's because ein kavanos elevato. So hechsher kelim, and this is, by the way, a ran in Avodah Zarah, Yud Beis on the base, no? The ran in Avodah Zarah, Yud Beis on the base, asks the kasha, how is it mutter to kasher kelim? Shouldn't it be ein mevatlan isra l'chatrila? So the ran answers ein kavanos elevato, and the hezber of the ran, as the Gilyon Maharsha explains, here, based, the Goyim Asha is found on the Taz Os Tesvav in our Simen. The Goyim Asha says, no! It's not Kavanos Elevato. Kavanos Elevato would mean that you want to use the Mehagola for something. But over here, you don't want to use the Mehagola for something, so it's okay. Now, Nachzar. The Taz tells me that in Kavanos Elevato only helps when it's Eifshar Ve'inyanachir, right? So, L'cha'ira, in the regular case of Hechshar Kelem, it's Eifshar Ve'inyanachir, no? Because how can I make this keli kosher? The only way I can make this keli kosher is ayudei hagala, that the iser comes out, becomes batel b'shishim, right? And in kavanas ilavato, eifshar b'inyanachir, chik chak, boom, gevaldik, right? That's l'cha'ura, a regular case of hagala, jim dandy, awesome. But the Taz tells me I'm allowed to be magel in a keli, that's a treif keli also, no? And there, l'chor, in the Shalat HaSheila, I don't understand. If I'm being mago in the Treif Keli, l'chor, in that case, it's Efsher, v'inyan acher, no? Use a Kasher Keli, don't use a Treif Keli. How can I have a spoon that's Treif, so I have to be masher my spoon. So I put my spoon in a pot to be masher it, and I use a Treif pot. And I say it's going to be okay because everything is batel b'shishim. Why is it okay? According to the Taz, I understand the spoon, I could be masher, but mehecha teisa, I should be allowed to use a treif pat. L'chor, that's efsher be'inyan acher. And the way the Taz told me the yisoid, when it's efsher be'inyan acher, right, when it's efsher be'inyan acher, so we have no heter. So why... Right, why is it that I'm allowed, Zok the Taz, to be machsher in a treif pat? That's the Prima Gadim's kasha. And for the Prima Gadim, you know why you're allowed to be machsher in a treif pat? Because the only pot you have is a treif pat. Maybe you should be machsher that pot itself before you're machsher the spoon. Right, I have a treif spoon. I'm going to be machsher inside my treif pat. Right? Maybe I should first be machsher the treif pat, make the treif pat kosher. How do you do that? You fill it all the way up, it says in Taisus and Avodah Zarah, and it spills over, and the hot water from inside the pot, the boiling water, spills out on the outside of the pot. So let me do that. The answer, says the Prima Gadol, no, that's a tirchah to do. Well, that's a real pain, no? In order to do that, you have to make a ridge of dough on the outside of the pot so that the water gets everywhere. That's a tirchah. And therefore, based on this, the Prima Gadim is Mechadesh, that B'makom Tircha, we assume that that's called E'efshar V'inyan Acher. Hey, Mr. Dansgar, I'm going to pick on you. I'm going to ask you to say over the Prima Gadim's Raya from the case of Kasher and Kalem. It's an imbalance of Hatkila, right?
So the answer is that if the only reason, the reason you're allowed to do it, meaning if you assume that you that there was a problem in imbalance of Hatkila, the moment we need to capture the trade keli first, in order to do that, since it's a tirchus, you don't have to.
That's it. So the yisod of the prima godim is very good, no? The prima godim is telling me, I think most achreinim assume a halacha like this prima godim, and the prima godim says, you know what, Taz, you're telling me that when this ain kavanos alavato, it's mutter, right? That's not called being mevato in Israel HaChatzchila. However, we're only making an kavanos alavato when it's eifshar be'inyan acher, and the prima godim defines eifshar be'inyan acher as it involves a tircha. Right? That's basically the aleph base of the sugya. This is the taz lahalacha. Yeah.
What do you mean? Where is the in mevato in Israel HaChatzchila when it comes to being? I mean, you're not trying to mevato the isur that's in the original one. You're not trying to kasher the isur in the tray pot. I mean, you're trying to kasher your spoon.
I'm trying to kasher my spoon. I have a problem that by kashering my spoon, I'm also taking some treif that was in the pot beforehand, and that treif is going to come out of that pot, and that treif is going to become batel now in the water. Just like the spoon, right? The treif in the spoon is going to be batel in the water, the treif in the pot is going to come out and be batel in the water. So shouldn't that also be an issue of Ein Mevatlin Isur HaChatzchila? How am I allowed to use a treif pot? Well, if I should use a kosher pot. If I use a treif pot, I'm being mevatel the tarfus that's in there.
The treif pot doesn't become kosher, all you did is being mashed with
the
spoon.
The treif pot doesn't become kosher, but some of the iser that was in the treif pot is coming out, is becoming batel. We assume that there's not going to be shishim in the inside contents of the pot, kenega the doifne hakadera. So the whole treif pot can't become kosher, but some of it's coming out. And that bit that comes out is going to be batel. And that should be an iser vein vatlan sal chatzchila. Again, this is the way I understand the prima godim. Sir?
Does that mean you need a mikvah of shishim times to think you're being.
A mikvah?
Or whatever.
A pot to kasher.
You
need a pot that's shishim times the volume of the tarfis that was absorbed in the spoon.
So I can't just take some, like a mug, and do
this with
a
kibbutz on
there.
Right, it has to be that the shishim, again, unless a tiny, tiny drop of treifis ended up, yeah, I can't do that. It has to be batel b'shishim, correct.
Why does that
have to be batel? Or, it could, some of the poskim say it could not be batel b'shishim. There's an eitzah that we'll talk about in Siman Pei Zayin that what I could do. I remember as a kid when we used to go to Kasher Kalim and Shar Yoshev, before Pesach, Posek and Shar Yoshev, Rabbi Moshe Dov Stein would sit there always with ammonia that he'd pour into the Mehagola because he was worried, technically you're not supposed to Kasher Kalim that Ibn Yoiman for Pesach because you're worried that maybe it'll be Chozer V'Neir. Those are details we'll talk about later. So you would sit there with ammonia pouring into the water so that any blia of Isra that comes out is going to become nosin tan lufgam ayde the ammonia that's in the water. That's another eitzah. If you don't have shishim, you can make it nosin tan lufgam, right?
Can you just do soap?
So that's the discussion in the Shach in Siman Pei Zayin that we'll talk about later on. We can't do everything now.
Why do you need shishim though?
Shishim means that whatever Isser comes out is going to be batel. And once the Isser is going to be batel in the Mehagala, so it's great. If not, let's say I don't have Shishim, so the Isser comes out, it goes back in. Right? So I have to be mevatel the Isser. I shouldn't be a din of Ein Mevatlin Isser Lechatchila. Apparently not. Now, this is Nogei Alamaisa, no? Did any of you ever have something called a smoothie? Did you ever have a strawberry smoothie? Anyone? They're good, no? You make a shahakol on them, because it's liquefied. Gevaldik. I got a problem. Strawberries, they tiny now, have lots of bugs on them, no? And there's like a whole deal about how you check strawberries, different kashrus agencies have different rules, but it's known that there are bugs on strawberries. I don't think in the places where they make the strawberry smoothies, they actually check their strawberries, because checking strawberries is what we call in French a pain. It's difficult. It's not fun. So I don't think they check their strawberries when they make smoothies. So I got a problem. What's my heter to drink a smoothie? Either are bugs in my strawberries. The answer is that the way you make a smoothie is you put it in the blender. No? Okay? I'm teaching you guys culinary arts. You didn't go to Beis Yaakov High School, so we have to learn these things. Right? So you put your strawberries in the blender and you grind it up. And any bug that was on that strawberry, right, which otherwise would not be batel because a beria is not going to be batel like we'll see in Simen Kuf, but now that I grind it up, it's going to become batel, correct? So far so good? It's going to become batel because I ground it up. And, right, now it's batel. I got a problem. Isn't that ein mevatlan iser lachatchila? What's my heter to make a smoothie? What's my heter? L'cha'ora, what I'm doing is I'm taking a bug, I'm grinding it up, now the bug comes batel, but I'm being mevatel and iser. And isn't that ein mevatlan iser lachatchila? No? So what's the answer? Ben? Ein kavanas levatel. Right? It's ein kavanas levatel. It's eifsher be'inyan acher. However, l'cha'ira, this means as follows. Let's say I want to use broccoli. Broccoli is also infested with bugs. So I could just put it in the blender and I solve my bug problem, no? But that's only true if I have kavanah for something else. If my kavanah is to be mevatel it, that's not going to help, no? So if I have a recipe that's using pureed broccoli, right, or a smoothie, or it's like a recipe that's using pureed strawberries and it's mutter. But if it's my kavanah is levatel, then it's not going to be mutter, no? The shaila, though, is, according to the Prima Gadim, right, because the Prima Gadin Nemzan, then whenever there's a tircha, that's called Eif Sheba Inyan Acher. So some of these bug checkings, I don't know how many of you have been around the kitchen, sometimes checking for the bugs is what I would consider a tircha. Right? So then maybe it should be mutter to puree a vegetable to solve the bug problem, even if theoretically you could check it, because it's a tircha to check it. And, right, even though I'm being but, l'chore, that only helps if it's really in kavanas levatel, no? It has to be that it's in kavanas levatel to begin with. In other words, I want to make a puree, I need a pureed vegetable for the recipe. And even though I could check it beforehand, let's say the broccoli, I guess I could theoretically check the broccoli before I puree it, but that's a tircha, right? So in those situations, it's mutter, I think you understand what we're saying. Fine, yeah, Mr. Bressler.
What's called a tircha?
A pain.
I'm saying.
You want me to be magdir this?
Well,
I can't.
No, I'm saying if one person is having three pieces of broccoli, it takes
a minute.
Yeah.
But if I have 50 guests,
okay,
checking, so I don't. I'm not sure, and I hope when we learn some in Kuf, we'll. Talk about Rav Eitam Henkin, Hashem Yikol Damo. He was just killed, no? So Rav Eitam Henkin has a wonderful sefer about bug checking that we're going to be spending a lot of time on in Simen Kuf, which is coming up very soon. We'll talk about some of those issues, how we're magdir it. I'm not sure. I'm not sure I have to relearn it, but it's certainly something to keep in mind because it requires a Haggadah. Yeah.
Hey, you normally wouldn't eat strawberries plain because of bug issues. So are you allowed to typically eat smoothies in order to avoid the bug issue? Then you're right at the end.
You're saying I don't like smoothies, but I'm only drinking a smoothie because I want to... I'm such a frum yid. I know that the Yerushalmi writes, I'm going to be nenash for every fruit in the world that I don't eat. So I'm such a frum yid. I don't know. I think the passion is you want a smoothie. They taste good. So that's incoming on solavato. No? I think that makes sense. Fine. Let's go back. Yeah, Mr. Mayor. You have to speak louder. I'm deaf.
It's when the Nevalim fell in. That's not when you didn't put the Nevalim. They fell in.
They fell in.
Saying the Tal is making a big, saying big Kiddush here. They're even out glad to be most of your night. Where'd you get them saying nothing
that's
going on?
So I think the Taz is saying a big chiddush. I'll talk about it in a few minutes. The case is that the Nemalim fell on the honey, then I'm cooking the honey, and because I cook the honey, so then I could strain the honey and get those Nemalim out, and my kavana is to have nice looking honey that doesn't have little creepy crawlies in it. Right? That's my kavana. My kavana is not to be mevatel the bugs, my kavana is to have geshmaka honey. It happens that in the process I'm also being mevatel the bugs. But zotetaz, that's in kavanah salavato. Last week we spoke very briefly that I think you have to learn the taz a little differently, because my understanding is based on that goyin maharsha that we referred to on the taz and sifkat and tes vav, that when my kavanah is to get rid of the isra mikol v'kol, that's not called kavanah salavato. Hasaras ha'isra is not kavanah salavato. No one's going to say, for example, in a situation that according to Rashi, so the din is tzarech l'hashlech echad. No? We learned this in Mekul Ches. Tzarech l'hashlech echad, according to Rashi. No one's going to say that should be osr l'hashlech echad, because that is bitul osr l'chatzchila. Hey? No one's going to say that. Why not? Zuck the goyin maharsha, because hashlech ha'isra, removing isra, is not the same as bitul osr. Bitul osr is that the isra is here, but it's subsumed inside something else. If that's the case, so the case of the nemalim, l'cha'ira, shouldn't be really bitul iser, because I'm removing the nemalim, I did the strainer after. What's the bitul iser? So I saw Reb Chaim Kohen, the Badei HaShulchan, also Lamanav, says that he thinks the bitul iser is because it becomes, the tam of the nemalim remains in the dvash. And that means that he's assuming that making something, no same tam of gam, is also included in bitul iser l'chatzchila. That's a discussion here on the page in the Yad Ephraim. The Yad Ephraim by questions as to whether that's called bitul iser l'chatzchila when they make something nice in time of gam, l'cha'ora, that's all part of this conversation. Mr. Levin, you had a comment.
Yeah, just 1 minute. If I have someone do it for me, or if not in that, if I know that I'm being a batel iser, like it's strawberries, I know that that's what I'm doing, but that's not my main purpose for doing it, it's still okay.
That's called incumbent. And that's, I think
that
the person who's doing this thing with the honey knows that al yaday this process, the honey is now going to be mutter, and the right? But still, that's permitted, yeah. I think so. That's exactly the halacha. Now, let's ask Akasha. Should I do it like that? I'm not sure which order I'll present stuff in now, but we'll try. We'll say it like this. Let's go back to Hechsher Kelim. Right? The Rishonim ask Akasha, how is it mutter to Kasher Kelim? Isn't that Bitul Asur L'chatzchila? So the Ran in Avodah Zarah Yud Beis says it's Ein Kavanaso Lavato. Reb Chaim Kohen on page Ayin Hey in the Badei HaShulchan notes that, yes, that's what the Ran says, but there are many Rishonim who don't hold like the Ran. Back to Daf Yud Tes in the Torah's Bayis. So the if you remember, the Ra'ah asked the Kasha that the Ra'ah feels that being mevatel nisr l'chatzchila is a din d'oraisa, and the Ra'ah asks, according to you, Rashba, that the tam inside the dofnei hakli is not considered pogom yet; it only becomes pogom when it leaves the dofnei hakli. So it should always be usur to use a treif keli to kasher it, because that would be ein mevatel nisr l'chatzchila. How come the Gemara has to say that you can't use a treif keli because gezeira einu ben yomo to ben yomo? Hachag should be usur in isur d'oraisa based on the aim of atlan isur l'chatzchila. In other words, using a keli with absorbed isur in it, the Rishonim are bothered, isn't that a din of aim of atlan isur l'chatzchila? Which is really a very similar kasha to what the Ran asked. The Rashba in Mishmeres Habayis, Yud Tes Omer Aleph. First of all, the Rashba is masig on the Ra'ah. He says, Ra'ah, you're assuming game of Atman is l'chatzchila is a din d'oraisa. I don't think that's correct. I think it's a din d'rabbanan. And the sugya in Zeraya b'sheila is hachidaika, that it's a din d'rabbanan. I'm not exactly sure why, but that's what the Rashba says. And this is what the Chachmei Hatzarfasim say, etc. Velo od. Ela afilo mishadocha also halacha. Umasik mina da asr vato iser mid oiraisa. Even according to you, the aim of atlan isr l'chatzchila is a din d'oraisa. Hainu levato iser be'en. Ki goin zraya shemavasho im ha'ayo. De efshe levasho zebifne atmo, vizebifne atmo. Vechidja bo Torah levashlam yachad. De aim b'sheila ela shleima. In other words, even if you hold that im avat l'nisr l'chatzchila is a din d'oraisa, that's only when it's an iser be'en, like Zura B'Sheva. Aval Bela Shebekadera E Efshar Ulafigach Mutter Kevin Shepogim Taru Vasai Viata Achlo La Olam Elap B'Gama Ubitaroves. Meaning, comes along the Rashba, and the Rashba says that he thinks that the din of Ein Mevatlin Isser L'Chatchila is only true when it comes to an Isser Be'en, like Zura B'Sheva. Aval Bela Shebekadera, the absorbed flavor in a pot, the din of Ein Mevatlin Isser L'Chatchila doesn't apply to it. That's what the Rashba says. Good? Farvos Nisht. Why not? Right, to translate for the Philistines, right? Why not? Why does Ein Mevatlin Isser L'Chatchila apply? Why does Ein Mevatlin Isser L'Chatchila not apply to the Bela Shebekadera? So the Prima Gadim here in Sifsei Das Sof Os Zayin, the Prima Gadim writes, quoting this Rashba. The Rashba Mishmeres Habayis, Tivitz Mishmeres Habayis, the Bela, and he writes, right, it's on page Kuf Chaf Dalet of my Shulchan Aruch, right before there's a paragraph that says Yeira Eli. It's like the very end of Sifsei Das Eis Zayin. Kevon She'ein Miskaven Levatel, Ela Levashel, Min HaTayra Mutter, Rabbonin Gazru. Zot the Prima Godim, that the Hezbra and the Rashba is that it's not Kavanos Olavato. Your Kavana is not to be Mevato, the Isser. Your Kavana is that you're cooking in the pot. And therefore it's Mutter. Because my Kavana is to cook in the pot. It's in Kavanos Olavato. And when I kasher a pot also, he doesn't really say this, but l'cha'ira, what the Rashba means is something like, it's in kavanos olavatel, to cook in the pot. The bela shebekadera is in kavanos olavatel, right? If I, by Zerah, I have a shayla, it's kavanos olavatel. But over here, it's in kavanos olavatel. That's the way the Prima Gadim says it. You seem confused, Mr. Unger.
I mean, why would there be a difference then? All be'en cases that
there be'en cases, maybe there's a din derisa of Ein Mevatlin Isser. By be'en cases, it's kavanos olavatel. But if it's Bela, if it's absorbed, that's not Kavanos Olavato, and that's why it's permitted. That's what the Prima Gadim nems on. Now, Reb Chaim Cohen, in the Badei HaShulchan, Be'urim, page 75, Reb Chaim thinks that that's not really what the Rashba means. He points out as follows. The Rishonim all ask this kasha. What's the heter to kasher pots? The Ran says in kavanos elevatel, but the Rashba doesn't really say that. If you would hold in kavanos elevatel, lecha ora, that's the teretz to give and say those words in kavanos elevatel. When the Rashba says that the bela shebekedera is not a problem, zukta b'fayvel, the Rashba means something very different. The Rashba means that the reason for the din, which according to the Rashba is a din d'rabbanon of Ein Mevatlin Isser L'Chatchila, is because maybe I'm going to make a mistake and maybe I won't have a shir levatel. But in a situation that I'm certainly going to have a shir levatel, so b'kahai gavna, we will say that you're allowed to be mevatel on Isser L'Chatchila. The reason my aim of Atman Yisrael Chatzchila is if it's a din to Rabban, it's because you make a mistake. But in a situation that Yizichar not going to make a mistake, then it's permitted. This, says Reb Feivel, is the Rashba that's found in Shulchan Aruch Lahalon in Seif Zayin. No? Seif Zayin has a din of a keli that is darko l'hishtamish bo b'shefa. Let's say I have a keli that has a tiny drop of treif that fell in it. I had some chazer schmaltz, boiling chazer schmaltz, in a medicine dropper. One drop of medicine of chazer schmaltz fell in the pot. This keli is dar goyle hishtamish by b'shefa. This is a keli that you always use in an oifen that you're going to have shishim, keneged, the amount of chazer schmaltz that's in the pot. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that such a pot is mutter to use. But if it's a keli that sometimes I use not b'shefa, if it's a keli that's darko lehishtamesh le'itim b'dover mu'at, sometimes you don't use a full pot. Sometimes you just use a little bit. So b'kahai gavna, it's aser. It's aser to use that pot. Meaning, if the keli is a keli that darko lehishtamesh bolet fa'amim b'dover mu'at, I cannot use that pot even b'shefa. The only heter to use the pot is if it's a keli shedarko lehishtamesh lo b'shefa. If I always use it b'shefa, that Shulchan Aruch Sif Zayin paskins this way. Hezber hadavar l'cha'ayra is, and that din comes from a Rashba, right? Our same friend, Rabbi Solomon Ibn Adaret, died in the year 1310. We have no idea when on earth he was born, but when he was born, he was probably a cute kid. So the Rashba writes that it's darko l'shtamesh b'shefa is mutter. If with a omim he used davar muat, it's aser. L'cha'ayra, that din does not shtim with this taz. The Taz tells me that whenever it's ein kavanoso levatel, it's mutter. A keli that I'm mishtamish with sometimes, b'davar mu'at. It's still fart, it's ein kavanoso levatel, no? This keli, right, is my kavanah to levatel the isra, my kavanah is to use the pat. Right, there's a tiny drop of chazer schmaltz in the pot. Sometimes I use the pot with a tiny, tiny bit of liquid in it. That won't be shisha. So it's usher to use it, even though right now I'm using the pot with a full amount. Right? Why is it usher? It's ein kavanase levato. Apparently, says Reb Fivel Cohen, the Prima Gudda misunderstood the Rashba. The Rashba holds that even though it's ein kavanase levato, it still is going to be usher. Nitvi the Ran. The Ran said I could kasher kelim because of ein kavanaso levato. The Rashba doesn't give that reason. The Rashba has a reason that's slightly different, more complicated. He says the bela is not a problem. You know what that means? That means what the Rashba says in Sif Zayin. That means that ein kavanaso levato is usur against the Taz, but it's dark ol hishtamish bo b'shefa. Right? If it's never going to be used for a davar muat, then it's mutter. So therefore, Zutub Fivel Cohen, the real pshat in the Rashba is that the Rashba is arguing on our Taz. And the Rashba says that ein kavanoso levatel is still going to be usur. And we said a different pshat in that Rashba about dakol hishtamesh, right? About the bela. So far, so good? But then Reb Fivel has a problem. He says, okay, so the Rashba, I could say, Sif Zayin goes like the Rashba. The Rashba holds that ein kavanase levato is aser. But the problem is, how come the Mechaber would quote the Rashba? Because the Taz's raya for ein kavanoso levato is from a Mechaber in Siman Pei Dalet. If the Mechaber holds that ein kavanoso levato is a heter, so how come Sif Zayin is quoted? That's the kasha that Reb Fivel Cohen asks on the Mechaber. Again, right? If Mechaber, the Taz is simply saying, the Taz isn't the Taz, they call it the Taz. But it's really Mechaber, it's Siman Pei Dalet Sif Yud Gimel. Right? When the Nemalim are in the Dvash, it's mutter to cook the Dvash. Why? Ein kavanaso levatel. Well, one second, you heard of ein kavanaso levatel in Siman Pei Dalet. So how come in Sadi Tesef Zayin, even though like, it's a keli, that it's not Kavanos Levatel, I want to cook in the keli. Why is it going to be Aser? It's in Kavanos Levatel. Because there's a steer between Sadi Tesef Zayin and Simon Pei Dalin Sif Yud Gimel in the Mechaber. For the Rashba himself, it's not a problem. Right? Because the Rashba would say that in Kavanos Levatel still is Aser. But the Mechaber disagrees with that Rashba in Siman Pei Daled. So how can the Mechaber quotes that Rashba here in Sadi Tes Zayin? That's what Five is Kasha. But Five has one answer based on the Goyin in Siv Zayin, that din of Siv Zayin is not merely based on Da'akolosh Damash Babashay. It's a totally different halacha, etc. You could look there in the Badei HaShulchan, he has a mahalach. I have a separate mahalach, which I think is what we tried to begin with last time. Again, this is all in the Badei HaShulchan, page Ayin Hei. My mahalach is like this. I think there's a difference, similar to what the Goyin Maharshal was saying, between Bittul Isser to get rid of the Isser, and Bittul Isser, the Isser should remain, and it should be Bittul. In Simon Pein Dalid, that's Bittul Isser to get rid of the Isser. In that case, the Mechaber holds its mutter. But in Simon Tzadi Tesef Zayin, over there, the Isser is going to come out and become bottle in the food, so the Isser is going to remain, so that would be Aser. Okay, that's another Ha'ara that we wanted to make. So again, Nachzal HaRishonos. What we have is a Taz that says, Ein Kavanos Levatel is okay. Right? We have a Hezber of the Prima Godim, etc., Givaldic. We pointed out that this issue of Ein Kavanos Levatel is really Machlokas HaRishonim about what's the heter to Kasher Kalim. Right? The Badei HaShulchan, page Ayin Hei, points that out. Once we're at that point, so then the Psakim of Shulchan Aruch become difficult and we need to say something. Let's just talk for 2 more minutes about Ein Kavanos Levatel. L'cha'ayre, Ein Kavanos Levatel is very difficult. Throughout Halacha, I have a concept called Psik Reishei V'lo Yomos, no? A psik reisha. Psik reisha means that even though I don't intend to do the iser, but if it's inevitable, it's asar, correct? So feshteyach nisht. So what if ein kavanos olavatel? Shouldn't it be asar because it's a psik reisha that there's going to be bittul iser? According to the Ravid, it's din d'oraisa. But I know that there are rishonim who assume that psik reisha doesn't apply to dinim d'rabbanan. So according to the Ravid, it didn't din d'oraisa. Of Ein Mevatlus V'Chatchila. So what's my heter because Ein Kavanos Levatel? How am I allowed to be Mevatel and Iser because Ein Kavanos Levatel? L'cha'or, it's a Psik Reisha. And Psik Reisha should be Aser. So the answer to this Kasha is probably that the nature of the Din of Bittul Iser, and we said something along those lines, the nature of the Din of Bittul Iser is not that there's an Iser to do a Maisa of Bittul Iser, but the nature of being Mevatel Isurim is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, according to the Raivas, the Raisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want me to take Isurim and make them heter. So the nature of the Isur L'Cha'ora is that my Kavana is to eradicate Isurim. Memela, when it's Ein Kavanos Levatel, even though the Bittul happens as a Psik Reisha, but still it's going to be Mutter, because my Kavana is not to be Mevatel the Isurim. Im Kenem HaDevarim. So we could understand as follows. Reb Favokon, the Badei HaShulchan, page Ayin Dalar, asks the Kasha, am I allowed to ask a Goy to be Mevatel and Isur for me? Now, if Bittul Isser L'Chatzchila is a Maisa, that's Aser, so then we should be governed by the ordinary rules of when is Amir L'Nachri permitted, right? Let's assume, like Rav Rishonim, that Bittul Isser is a Din D'Rabbanan. So Amir L'Nachri to do a Din D'Rabbanan, but Makom Mitzvah should be permitted, no? But Makom Choli should be permitted. If it's according to the Rav, maybe that's the way I should look at the Shaila of a Goy. Zaktim Fava, he doesn't think so. He thinks that since the nature of Ein Mevatel and Isser L'Chatzchila is not an Isser Pu'ula, as Rav Shefter would call it, but it's an Isser Chalos. Right? We don't want a Chalos of Bittul Isser. It's not that the Pu'ula is Aser. We don't want the Isser that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into place. We don't want that Isser to become Mutter. No? So maybe, like, even if a Goy does it, it's going to be Aser. Whenever there's an Isser Chalos, Amir al-Nachri is going to be Aser. The only time a mule nachi is mutter is if it's an iser pe'ula. Maybe if Shachar has this, for example, an iser hachazara on Shabbos, no? Hence, an iser hachazara on Shabbos is not an iser pe'ula, it's an iser chalais, that if the food is on the oven, so the mail of the chalos is its aser. This is found in Minchas Chinuch in terms of a mule nachi on Shvius, that if the iser of Shvius is a din on the karka, right, if it's on the Adoma, not on the Odom, so Amirul Nachi is going to be Asr. Amirul Nachi is Asr, right? All these Surim, which are in Isr Halois, right? Sirus is an interesting discussion. You might discuss it, Amirul Nachi, by Sirus, Yeshla Aigin, what the nature of Amirul Nachi, what the nature of the Isr Sirus is, right, in Kandakomo. But the fact is, I think there is room to discuss that. If you look in the Beis Yosef, that is, right at the very end of Sif Hey, in the Beis Yosef here, he has a paragraph against Masha Kasav HaRambam. There's one line in that paragraph that sounds like Amira L'Nachri Chayshin Adilma Asar L'Meim Al-Goy. You get the impression that Amira L'Nachri is going to be Asar by Eimav Atlan Yisrael Chatchila. What the heck? How could that happen? I'll tell you how. Because it's an Isra Chalais. Because it's not that we don't want to do a Maisa. Again, this is what we spoke about, during Shabbos, etc. The Chazanish has a meridik echidish. The Chazanish is mechadish, a kula for a mummer. Let's say I'm a person who eats isurim the whole time, no? And then, now I'm being mevatel on isur. So the shayla is it usur for lomishin nisbatel b'shviloi? Or not? A mummer is mevatel on isur. Does the knas apply to him? So zok the Chazanish, since he would eat the isur anyway, so it's in kavonoso mevatel. His kavana isn't to mevatel. In other words, the nature of being mevatel and iser is not the pe'ula that you're doing, but the chalos. The mela, right, in a situation when you would eat it anyway, so the whole knas doesn't apply. The Badi HaShulchan page Ayin Aleph has an application as follows. Am I allowed to be mevatel and iser in order to send it to goyim? Let's say I'm giving a goy three pieces of meat as a gift. And I'm going to send him two pieces of kosher meat, one piece of treif meat. And I allowed him to mevatel the treif meat, yavish be yavish chai betrei, before I send it to the goy. Right? The answer is the goy doesn't care. No? He's going to eat this or anyway. So l'cha'ora, there's no din of ein mevatlin israel chatvila, that's ki'ilo ein kavanos elevato. Kavanos elevato means when I'm trying to take something that's usser and make it mutter. Also in the sense of, I can't use it. If I'm someone who's going to use an iser, if I'm a mummer, Rahman al-Aslam, or I'm a goy, right? And I'm going to use the iser anyway, so the din doesn't apply. So these are some of the discussions I wanted to have. For next time, very briefly, we have to learn the Tasif Katan Yud and the Rebbe Kiva Eger over there, and we should talk about how Hashgacha works. We also should talk very briefly next time about Lach Balach, etc., and Hanan's, the end, and we also got to do Sivvav, so we got to pick up the pace. I tend to go slower than everyone else. That's my life. Okay, have a good